Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Abby from Time Out Bookstore.
Morena, how are you?
I've just clocked your t-shirt you're wearing.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Books are sick. Yeah.
Rad. Yeah. Where do you get that from?
He's actually an influencer. Like, his brand is called Books Are Sick.
And yes.
He's a Canadian guy. But yeah, like, really solid recommendations. You know, Even booksellers have to look for recommendations sometimes too, you know.
There's a great, it's a great illustration of a, you know, like, classic 80s kind of book with shades on, walking down the street, throwing a peace sign for everyone out there listening.
Yeah, so great.
What's in the works at Time Out Bookstore? What's on trend? What's happening? What have you got for us this morning?
We have a great little read by Airana Ngārua, celebrating Tūiki o Te Reo Māori last week. So I thought I would read this amazing little bilingual book. So we have one side, which is the English side, which is called Pātia Boys. And then you flip the book over lengthwise and it is Ngāti Pātia, which is the Te Reo Māori translation. So Airana's written both the English and the Māori version himself, which mm-hmm. is so great. If you've heard his name before, he wrote The Bone Tree last year, which was a really big hit, like massive for a debut novel. So yeah, it was really, really great. And that was out of Moa Press, and they've done this one again. So they've really been killing it lately with some really great books. So this is his newest one that has just come out last month. Such a cool little resource too when books are bilingual, especially for people like me that are learning. Really cool to like flip back and forth between the two versions and have a look at like sentence structure and stuff like that. And I feel like, especially when it's fiction too, it's a little bit more like engaging than just kind of like working through a workbook or something like that, you know? Like, yeah, really cool and fun. Doesn't really feel like
nice
homework
one.
So much, you know?
Now, this one is a collection of short stories?
Yes, it is. So the Pātia Boys are kind of this revolving kind of ensemble cast of characters, and all the short stories are set in the small town of Pātia in Taranaki. So yeah, this really cool like rural setting, like pretty much as soon as you open the book, like the first short story is like really short. It's only like 2 or 3 pages long, about this boy that's going to get told off for popping manus in the like town pool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like so immediately, like you have that really cool like small town setting and it's like so perfect. And I feel like that was exactly the same with The Bone Tree as well, which was also kind of that that a bit more like rural setting. He just has such a way of like making that so perfectly without really having like descriptions or things. Like, his characters really bring it to life, and he's such a person where you're reading his work and you're like, oh my god, these have to be based on real people because they're so like fully realized. And then you spend that time like wondering who they could be based off and things like that, because you're like, I just have people in my own life that are exactly like that too. Like, his the way that he writes big families and things like that is so relatable and so funny. It's got like a natural humor to it. But yeah, it's these boys, it's their families, it's the people of the town, their school principal, etc., things like that. And they're kind of, yeah, all these different kind of disparate stories, but with the same characters rolling through them and telling the like stories of this small town. Most of them are really funny and uplifting, so I would say like on the whole it's quite a warm book. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really heartfelt, very much focused on these characters and the way that they interact, and a lot of mischief going on, I think, is the like, yeah, would be the core running through it. My favorite one is definitely they're running cross country and they all skive off the cross country, and like only one guy finishes because they're all like around getting up to stuff, which is like so funny. I'm not going to say it's relatable because I was a good student, but it's just such like a it's like you, someone, every single person that would read it, I think would find like something in it where they'd be like, oh,
relatable.
My god,
yeah,
I definitely did that, or I know people that did that. And it's just like, it's such like a light, nice sort of familiarity to it, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. And he really creates that. Like, I didn't grow up rurally at all. I grew up in Auckland, but I'm still like, I'm still, so there.
There's still a connection, yeah.
Yeah, he's so like transportive, and I really found that with the last book too. But yeah, super different, I think, in tone to The Bone Tree, if anyone has read it. That book is definitely sort of a slower sort of pace, like really beautiful, but also kind of excruciating in some of the subjects. But this book I felt like was even though it had all of that amazing writing that really like brought it to life, the tone of it was definitely super upbeat. It is maybe about, I want to say 150 pages, like each language's length is maybe 150 pages each. So yeah, really kind of like short and sweet and super uplifting. It was just kind of like that like warm hug of a book if anyone is looking for something that is, yeah, not going to be too draining for them at the moment, I
yes.
think.
Yes. What was the name of the book again?
That is Patia Boys or Ngāti Patia by Airanga Ngārewa and published by Moore Press.
Nice one. Now, there's also something very special happening at Time Out Bookstore tonight.
Yes, we have a long day ahead of us at the bookshop. Tonight is the release of the all-exciting Intermezzo by Sally Rooney, and we will be holding a midnight release party tonight at the shop. So, yeah, there'll be sort of the shop doors will be open from about 10 p.m, so we'll have some activities going on, some amazing free wine and goodie bags given to us by some amazing sponsors. And yeah, it'll be really great. And because it will be opening at midnight and opening those boxes and giving the books out, we're actually going to be the first people in the world to sell the book
because
comes out tomorrow.
This is like a bit of a blockbuster for book nerds, this particular release.
Yeah, it is going to be absolutely huge. We all know and love Sally Rooney. Everyone at the shop's already read the reading copy. That thing is absolutely run ragged. And yeah, we're just so looking forward to it. It's definitely going to be like the book release of the year. So we're really excited to be like ringing it in with a cool little event. So yeah, if anyone would like to come tonight at the shop.
Excellent. Hey, Abby from Time Out, thank you so much for making the trek in this morning and good luck with tonight.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.